的，欢迎收听语文影视界。今天的节目当中，一同同大家分享的是2016年10月3号到10月9号这一周的北美票房排行榜。上周末，美国东部地区受到十年来最强飓风马修的冲击，佛州等地众多影院因此停业，这对冷清的影视无疑是雪上加霜。上周末新开画的三部影片只有一部票房超过1000万美元，北美市场的低迷状态短时间内难有大的改善。环球发行的悬疑剧情片《火车上的女孩》首周末开出2466万美元，虽然成绩稍低于预期值，但还是轻松登上周末榜首。由蒂姆·波顿执导的奇幻电影《佩小姐的奇幻城堡》退居次席，次周末3日再收1500万美元，较首周末下跌近50%，后劲不够理想。投资超1亿美元的灾难电影《深海浩劫》次周末走势平稳，周末3天再收1175万美元，跌幅只有40%出头，排在周末第3。索尼哥伦比亚与米高梅联合推出的全明星西部片《豪勇七蛟龙》跌至周末第4位，周末3天再收915万美元，该片走势也相对稳健，累计已超7500万美元。华纳公司出品的动画电影《斗鸟外传：萌宝满天飞》排在第5位，上映的第3个周末再收845万美元，累计成绩突破5000万美元。周末另外2部新片开花比较惨淡，福斯探照灯发行的黑奴题材影片《一个国家的诞生》首周末仅收710万美元，排在周末第6位，而狮门公司发行的喜剧电影《地狱高中生活》首周末在2822元上映，3天仅收690万美元，仅排在周末第7。索尼平真发行的低成本恐怖片《屏住呼吸》上映的第7周跌出了前10，周末缩减至1066家影院上映，3天再收135万美元。这部口碑不俗的原创恐怖电影北美累计票房达到8692万美元，其全球票房也升至1.4亿美元，已经超过其投资线的14倍。华纳兄弟发行DC漫画改编的反英雄电影《X 特遣队》周末缩减至972家影院上映，3天再收111万美元。本片在上映的第10周终于跌出周末前10，不过环比跌幅依然控制在40%左右。X 特遣队北美累计票房已经升至3.225亿美元，其余全球票房也升至7.42亿美元。好了，接下来让美团来了解一下北美票房排行榜上影片的详细排名情况。
给你最流行的，给你最时尚的，全面掌控全球影视最新动态，欢迎进入语文影视界。
北美票房排行榜上排在第10位的影片名字叫做《卡推女王》，周末票房162万美元，累计票房538万美元，2016年9月23号在美国上映。 迪士尼发行的传记题材电影《卡推女王》上周末少量加管制1259家影院上映，周末三天再收162万美元，排在周末第十。本片较前一周下跌35%，走势比较平稳。这部由露比塔·尼永奥主演、讲述乌干达象棋选手成名经历的影片，三周累计已收538万美元。本片最终要达到其1500万美元的成本线，还有很长的路要走。本片观众口碑不错，影院观众评分高达 A+。
From such a small place.
Don't think about such things. Why not? You'd be disappointed.
Hey Fiona, how is your life?
It is fine.
Young girl, come inside. What is your name?
Fiona.
Could you please show Fiona how to move the pieces?
Chess, the small one can become the big one.
You can say anything you want to say.
Chess helps us solve problems.
Hey, but I'm gonna love you anyway.
It teaches us to make.
影片由米拉奈尔执导，由大卫奥伊罗、露比塔尼永奥和新人马提亚纳尔万加担任主演，讲述了一个乌干达农村地区的女孩的故事。这个女孩迷上了国际象棋，而家人和邻居提供的支持让她拥有了无比巨大的信心，去梦想成为一位国际象棋世界冠军。马提亚纳尔万加将扮演这个女孩。
Where is that for you?
None of your sneak attacks. This is not the ghetto.
I don't need to sneak. Checkmate.
This year's gold medalist, Fiona Mute.
Your children are blessed because they have a mother who never gave up on them.
Are you my daughter?
Yes, Mama, I am.
Coach, you told us to make a plan, but I fear things will never change.
What matters is when you reset the pieces.
She's winning. She's winning.
And play again.
Stronger than your bruises, I got thick skin.
北美票房排行榜上排在第九的影片名字叫做《犯罪大师》，周末票房410万美元，累计票房1279万美元。2016年9月30号在美国上映。相对论发行的喜剧电影《犯罪大师》次周末维持在3042家影院上映，周末三天再收410万美元，排在周末第九。本片仅比开花周末下跌37%，走势还算不错。由杰瑞德·赫斯执导，克里斯汀·韦格、欧文·威尔逊和扎克·加利菲安·纳基斯主演的这部喜剧，上映两周累计已收1278万美元，刚达到其2500万美元成本线的一半。
My name is David Gant. I always felt I was destined for a life of adventure. It didn't quite pan out that way until I met Miss Kelly Campbell.
Move, don't speak, even whisper.
What would you do with $1 million?
Probably start my own business. Maybe be a bounty hunter.
Nice.
You don't put a cap in there.
That bullet just went straight between your cheeks.
Yeah, it feels like it just grazed my biscuits right there betwixt them.
Kelly tells me y'all work together over at Loomis.
That strikes me as an incredible opportunity.
影片根据真实事件改编，扎克扮演的大卫是个简单的人，生活乏善可陈。他是一个运钞车司机，虽然每天运送数不清的钱，可那都是别人的钱。唯一让他高兴的便是见到貌美的女同事凯莉，而也正是凯莉将他卷进了一桩改变人生的大事件。虽然合作的是一群超级不靠谱的劫匪，领头的是欧文·威尔逊饰演的超级不靠谱的史蒂夫，抢劫计划也是漏洞百出，可大卫真的完成了不可能完成的任务，偷走了1700万美元现金。唯一的问题便是他把这些钱交给了这群各怀鬼胎、互相出卖、背后捅刀的劫匪们，自己却成了指定的替罪羊。如今成了逃犯的大卫必须躲避追捕，从一个欢乐无比的杀手的枪口下逃生，并想方设法让这群陷害他的人付出应有的代价。
Hey Steve, I guess you just messed with me.
Oh, what were you gonna say?
Brace your boobies.
What?
Sometimes the only way out is through.
No, 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 no.
Gotta learn that presents just don't show up under a Christmas tree. I mean, I'd like to see these turkeys go out and earn $17 million.
北美票房排行榜上排在第八位的影片名字叫做《萨利机长》。周末票房527万美元，累计票房1.01349亿美元。2016年9月9号在美国上映。华纳发行的传记电影《萨利机长》上周末缩减至3058家影院上映，周末三天再收527万美元，跌至周末第八。本片较前一周末下跌36%，走势比较坚定。上映五周后，克林特·伊斯特伍德导演与奥斯卡影帝汤姆·汉克斯合作的这部片子累计票房达到1.13亿美元。根据目前走势，本片最终仍可冲1.3亿美元。影片在海外市场已经累计收入5370万美元。这部投资6000万美元的影片，全球票房有望破2亿美元。
Miracle on the Hudson. That was kind of a good omen in a bad period.
And it happened 100 seconds after takeoff. We lost thrust in both engines. It was a life-changing event for everyone on the airplane. The NTSB investigation, which is a big part of the story that people don't know.
Until I read the script, I didn't know the investigative board was trying to paint the picture that he had done the wrong thing. They were kind of railroading him into his fault. And that wasn't the case at all.There's something about a near miss like that that makes you appreciate life as you have it.
Cactus 1549, runway 4, clear for takeoff.
Cactus 1549, clear for takeoff. I'll never get over how beautiful it is up here.
Life's easier in the air.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is Cactus 1549. We've lost thrust on both engines. We are turning back towards the LaGuardia.
I have an emergency. He lost both turning immediately.
萨利机长改编自历史上著名的哈德逊河上的奇迹。2009年1月15号，前美国空军飞行员切斯利·萨伦伯格直飞全美航空1549号航班，从纽约飞往北卡罗来纳州。这架飞机起飞爬升过程中遭到加拿大黑雁的撞击，导致两具引擎同时熄火，飞机完全失去动力。萨伦伯格确认无法到达任何附近机场后，决定于哈德逊河河面进行迫降，最后155名乘客和机组人员全部生还，萨利机长成为最大的英雄。
I've delivered a million passengers over 40 years, but in the end, I'm going to be judged on 208 seconds. We're going to end up in the Hudson.
I'm sorry, say again, Cactus?
This is the captain. Brace for impact.
北美票房排行榜上排在第七位的影片是《地狱中学生活》，周末票房690万美元，累计票房690万美元。2016年10月7号在美国上映。狮门发行的喜剧电影《地狱中学生活》首周末在2822家影院上映，三天仅收690万美元，仅排在周末第七。《百货战警》导演史蒂夫·卡尔的这部新作成本不高，只有850万美元。
Welcome to my first day of middle school.
Mom, she's doing it again.
She's gonna get me arrested.
No, not getting any younger here.
Do that again and you're not getting any older either.
Every middle school is filled with the same types of kids. They're the kids you want to hang out with.
One for all and all for one.
Yeah.
Just like the Three Musketeers.
And the kids you want to avoid.
I'm a loser.
Later, Ketchuporian.
But in my new school...
Excuse me, young man.
The biggest bully isn't even a kid.
Everything you have on is breaking rule number 22.
What's rule number 22?
The code of conduct. Read it. And look what's happening to your shirt. Nobody needs to see where your chest hairs are going to be.
So, yeah, this year is going to be fun.
Move it, people.
Intense, huh?
It's like prison.
Don't you see, Rafe?
My school, my rule.
No outside food.
No talking.
No laughing.
No going to the bathroom.
本片讲述整天沉浸在自己漫画世界中的小男孩雷夫，跟随母亲来到新疆，并进入了当地的一所传统中学学习。这里的校规极其苛刻，老师也视他为眼中钉。在视同于生命的漫画册被老师毁掉后，雷夫决定率领同学们进行反击。
No bike riding on campus. I'm confiscating this. Get up.
If you want to stand out, you want to make a difference. Think outside the box.
All right, guys, I've given you all your assignments.
Let's break every rule in this ridiculous code of conduct.
All right, Ketchuporian, I'm in.
Did you just say my name right?
Rule 28, no balls in the hallway.
Oh, my gosh. That could have been me.
Rule 17, no dyed hair of any kind.
No!
And rule 34,
somebody update Wikipedia, because we're making history, bro.
No touching the trophy case.
Fish!
Feel like a drive?
Finally.
Yippee-ki-yay!
I will find the hooligans and I will bring them to justice.
Rules aren't for everyone.
What did you just say?
No way!
Whoever did this is committed to their art.
How many people have a test that starts with Principal Dwight has 3 nipples? Well, it's false, but false. I was born without nipples, for your information, and it looks beautiful.
北美票房排行榜上排在第六位的影片名字叫做《一个国家的诞生》，周末票房710万美元，累计票房710万美元。2016年10月7号在美国上映。一个国家的诞生早期被视作今年颁奖季的热门选手，电影在圣丹斯电影节首映时便获得了评审团大奖和观众奖。不过在电影上映前夕，本片的编剧、导演兼主演内特·派帕克却陷入了强奸案丑闻，这导致了电影无法再按常规步骤进行营销。同时本片在质量上跟《为奴十二年》等作品也有明显的差距，这种政治正确的电影对观众的吸引力也大不如前。最终本片首周末仅开出700多万美元，成绩远低于发行商的预期。一个国家的诞生首周末的观众中，非洲裔群体占比高达51%，同时80%的观众在25岁以上。本片影院观众评分为 A， 爆米花指数达到71%。 影片观众口碑还算不错。作为一部南北战争背景的黑奴题材影片，本片在海外市场几乎没有前途。而就影片的开画表现和口碑，福斯探照灯想要收回本片1750万美元的版权费，几乎是不可能完成的任务。
Child of God, you got purpose. The law put it there, and nobody can take it away.
These books are for white folks. They're full of things your kind wouldn't understand. You're a special boy, Nathaniel. Study hard here.
Your slaves sure do know how to behave.
Well, they got Finn. One of them's a preacher.
People might pay good money to have them calm down a bit, especially by one of their own.
I lead you to Peter.2:18. Submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh.
I'm that. What you think you're doing,
boy?
I asked you a question.
You done preaching for a little while. You learned your lesson, boy?
Oh, yes. I've learned.
Watch a strong man broken down. It's a terrible thing.
一个国家的诞生讲述的是一个接受过教育的黑人奴隶兼牧师纳特特纳，在主人的提携下通过布道来驯服不守规矩的黑奴。然而在目睹了自己的同胞经历了一些人触目惊心的非人待遇后，特纳的主张也发生了翻天覆地的变化。他决定带领黑奴手持镰刀、锄头和利刃，展开一场在全国都产生巨大影响的血腥反抗运动。本片在今年圣丹斯电影节首映，并收获了最终评审团大奖。除了内特·派帕克和艾米·汉默外，本片的主演还有杰基·厄尔哈利。
Waiting on something. You're waiting on us.
We will
北美票房排行榜上排在第5位的影片名字叫做《斗鸟外传》，周末票房845万美元，累计票房5012万美元。2016年9月23号在美国上映。华纳公司出品的动画电影《斗鸟外传：萌宝满天飞》上周末缩减至3608家影院上映，周末再收845万美元。排在周末第5，本片较前一周末下跌37%，连续两周跌幅控制在40%以内。上映3周后，这部观众口碑不错的动画，北美累计票房升至5012万美元，最终落点依然看齐7500万美元。本片在海外市场累计票房达到5600万美元，包括在我国内地收入的7500多万元。
Beginning, storks delivered babies. It wasn't always easy. No matter how tough or impossible or brutal or inhumane or savage, we would triumph over adversity. Thank goodness we don't do that anymore. Now storks deliver packages for cornerstore.com.Always deliver. I'm like a guy, don't wanna play. Mirror tells me I'm a king. I'm thinking why not? The orphan tulip.
Oh, a tulip is just fine. Orphan hurts my heart.
There's one less baby to deliver.
is a family that never got the baby they asked for.
If this baby finds her family, then maybe I can find mine.
All right, let's do it.
孤独的人类小男孩想要一个弟弟，一次机缘巧合，小男孩读到了鹳鸟送子的故事，于是他给鹳鸟公司写了一封许愿信。但是这时的鹳鸟公司已经顺应时代潮流，改革成了快递公司，不再运送婴儿。鹳鸟山上唯一的人类女孩小玉无意中开启了婴儿制造机器，制造出了萌娃。最优秀的鹳鸟快递员朱尼尔正处于升职加薪的关键时期，被意外制造出的萌宝就像一个难题悬在他的头顶。于是他和小玉组成了送宝特工队，想要在老板发现之前送走这个小麻烦。
You'll find your family.
Don't worry, honey. Everything's gonna be just fine.
We're gonna die!
Let's go!
Wolfpack! Form all! Submarine!
What is happening?
Submarine!
What?
I've never seen that before. Nature shows.
No.
This tastes like flowers.
Okay, stand aside.
Are you in love?
I am in love. Are you in love?
I'm in love too.
I agree.
北美票房排行榜上排在第四位的影片名字叫做《豪勇七蛟龙》，周末票房915万美元，累计票房7591万美元。2016年9月23号在美国上映。索尼、哥伦比亚与米高梅联合推出的全明星西部片《豪勇七蛟龙》上周末维持在3690对加元上映，周末三天再收915万美元，退居周末第四。本片较前一周末下跌41.4%，跌幅明显收窄。上映三周后，由丹泽尔·华盛顿和克里斯·帕拉特主演的这部西部片北美累计成绩达到7591万美元。根据目前走势，本片最终恐难突破1亿美元。这部投资9000万美元的影片，海外累计票房5870万美元，全球票房也达到1.35亿美元。本片暂无在国内上映的消息。
Man carries a gun, he tends to use it.
Dan, you dead? Pity.
I had just ordered a drink from that man.
Took a job, looking for some men to join me.
Is it difficult? Impossible.
How many you got so far?
You and me.
Who's she?
We work for her.
Good Lord.
That's right.
That man murdered my husband.
I want something. I take it.
He will take everything we have.
So you seek revenge?
I seek righteousness. But I'll take revenge.
I need more than a few to help us fight.
What a bunch of misfits we are.
一群强盗每年都要骚扰墨西哥的一个小村庄，村里的长者派三名农夫去美国，目的是寻找武艺高强的枪手来保卫村庄。最后一共来了7名高手，他们去墨西哥的理由每个人都各不相同，他们人单力薄，要对付100多个前来掠食的强盗。经过一番激战，终于盗贼歼灭，但7人中1折损4人，令人伤感不已。对于土匪强行的入侵和抢劫，细小的墨西哥农村的村民为了力保农庄，以仅有的金钱聘请一支7人军队捍卫家园。基斯连同其余6人奋勇为农村作战，不为金钱，只为向土匪还一口气。
What's the plan?
I've always wanted to blow something up.
Is that a plan?
I'ma put your lights out. We can do this right now. I'm ready for war.
How'd we do?
I think we killed them all.
Uh,
北美票房排行榜上排在第三位的影片名字叫做《深海浩劫》，周末票房1175万美元，累计票房3852万美元，2016年9月30号在美国上映。狮门公司发行的灾难电影《深海浩劫》次周末维持在3259家影院上映，周末三天再收1170万美元，跌至周末第三。本片较开画周末仅跌42%，走势相当稳健。上映两周后，根据墨西哥湾外海油污外漏事件改编的这部电影，累计票房已经达到3852万美元。本片北美最终成绩可冲7000万美元。本片海外表现也比较一般，目前累计仅收2780万美元，全球目前仅收6630万美元，想要收回1.1亿美元的预算压力比较大。
Fossil.
I will.
I want to be able to hold it up and say my daddy tames the dinosaurs.
We a big company. Millions of moving parts.
Hey, how you doing, man?
We all work very hard to ensure those moving parts are functioning as a means to very profitable end for all of us.
Have it a smoke?
Hey, come close to the computer. Give me those eyes.
No!
That is a genuine dinosaur tooth.
She's gonna flip out.
You're a good man, Mike.
Is there someone at your door?
Are you seeing this?
Mike, what is that? Is everything okay?
深海浩劫改编自一起真实历史事件。2010年4月20号，英国石油公司位于墨西哥湾的深水地平线钻井平台发生一起爆炸案，导致大量石油泄漏，造成11名工作人员身亡以及17人受伤。这次事故的严重性超乎了许多人的预估。据估计，每天平均有12000到10万桶原油从深水地平线钻井平台下方的一口井涌入了墨西哥湾，事故一度成为全球最为关注的热点事件，也是美国历史上最严重的一起漏油事故。本片由马克·沃尔伯格、迪伦·奥布莱恩、吉娜·罗格里格斯主演。北美票房排行榜上排在第二位的影片是《佩小姐的奇幻城堡》，周末票房1500万美元，累计票房5105万美元。2016年9月30号在美国上映。福斯发行由蒂姆·波顿执导的奇幻电影《佩小姐的奇幻城堡》，次周末加管至3705家影院上映，再收1500万美元。退居周末亚军。本片较开画周末下跌48%，考虑到小说改编电影的粉丝属性，这个走势不算太差。上映两周后，由阿莎·巴特菲尔德、艾娃·格林等主演的本片北美累计票房达到5105万美元，北美最终落点将在8000万美元以上。本片海外表现不错，目前累计已收9400万美元，全球累计票房已经达到1.45亿美元，已经跨过其1.1亿美元的制作成本线。
Follow me. There's something I need to show you.
But you have to promise not to run away.
There's a new world coming.
Would you mind tying that rope around my waist?
And it's just around the
the bend.
Promise to hold on tight.
There's a new world coming.
Wait, what's happening?
This one's coming to an end.
Come meet the others.
There's a brand new morning.
Jake, right on time. Miss Peregrine, delighted to meet you.
He's invisible.
Of course. We're what's known in common parlance as peculiar. It's a recessive gene carried down through families.
Air, it's my peculiarity.
Because our abilities don't fit in the outside world, we live in places like this. To keep us safe, we create a time loop.
佩小姐的奇幻城堡根据美国作家兰萨姆·里格斯的同名小说改编，由阿莎·巴特·菲尔德、艾娃·格林、塞缪尔·杰克逊等主演。影片主要讲述雅各布的爷爷，自雅各布还小的时候就会常说床边故事给他听，故事中有许多拥有特殊能力的小孩，爷爷过世后留下了关于这个属于另一个时空世界种种谜团的线索。雅各布循着这些线索来到了一个住着许多拥有特殊能力孩子的城堡，他逐渐认识了这里的人，并跟他们成为了朋友，同时他也发现了爷爷的故事里所说的可怕怪物，而他的到来也使得这个地方变得更加危险，他必须运用自己与众不同的奇特特质才能解救他的新朋友们。
Promise me one thing, Jake, that you will look after them all.
I promise.
There's a new world coming.
My dad said that everything had already been discovered.
Not everything, Jake.
北美票房排行榜上排在冠军位置的影片名字叫做《火车上的女孩》，周末票房2466万美元，累计票房2466万美元。2016年10月7号在美国上映。飓风侵袭加上总统选举的闹剧频频上演，北美观众似乎都没多少走进电影院的心思。上周末公映的三部新片中，以悬疑剧情片《火车上的女孩》表现最为突出。该片虽然口碑平平，但首周末三天仍然收入2400多万美元，登上了周末票房冠军的宝座。在开画之前，业内普遍预期本片的开画成绩将在3000万美元，因而影片的开画表现是不及预期的。同时，本片的开画成绩也比两年前同档期上映的《消失的爱人》低了35%，不过要比《龙纹身的女孩》开画周末高近一倍。本片的口碑远不及《消失的爱人》和《龙纹身的女孩》，应该很难复制后者的超强后劲。本片北美最终票房落点很可能只有7000万美元左右。本片制作成本约为4500万美元，比《消失的爱人》低了1500万美元，回本的压力不算太大。《火车上的女孩》在海外首批市场开出1650万美元，虽然在英国等市场表现较好，不过其海外成绩无法达到《消失的爱人》超2亿美元的水准。鉴于其悬疑和犯罪的题材，影片引进内地的可能性也不大。
I used to watch this perfect couple. They were the embodiment of true love.
I want to start my life over again.
I saw her from the train. She was with this man. Just for a second.
Is this her?
火车上的女孩由塔特·泰勒执导，主演阵容包括艾米丽·布朗特、海莉·贝内特、卢克·伊万斯等。本片改编自英国作家宝拉·霍金斯创作的同名畅销悬疑推理小说，主角是一个刚刚离婚整天酗酒的伦敦女人雷切尔。她每天早上坐火车都会经过一对夫妻的房子，那对夫妻看上去十分完美，直到有一天雷切尔发现妻子不见了。雷切尔怀疑她被人害了，于是开始沉迷于对此事的调查。原著小说在发行之后一面倒的好评狂潮，将其在10天内送上英美各大排行榜总冠军。截至目前，原著小说纸质书加电子书的销量已经突破千万册。从电影改编执行效果来看，书迷似乎并不是很满意。
You were seen in the area that night.
How could you be so
honest? Did you murder Megan Hipwell?
No.
Just tell me what happened that night.
How could you be so honest?
Why are you here?
Because I'm afraid of myself.
好了，感谢收听今天的语文影世界。最后呢，送给大家一首好听的歌曲，来自于 Maroon 5的 Sugar。
Somebody's me. I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. 'Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day.